And from cubicles to something a bit more glamorous, we're talking about the Cannes Film Festival. Yes, it's that time of the year. And of course, we think movie stars, big movie stars, movie moguls and parties on yachts. But there's also a few students decked out in tuxedos in the mix, and they're getting into those movies, those big, huge premieres. Isn't that the case, Billy Goldberg?
Yes, it is. It definitely is.
Now, you've seen some big stars and a few of the movies. Who did you see, and what movies have you seen?
Well, in the last 2 days, 2 days ago, I saw the premiere of Blindness with Julianne Moore and Mark Ruffalo and Danny Glover. We saw all of them after the screening. And then last night, I was able to get into the red carpet premiere of Kung Fu Panda. And
I'm sorry, what was that?
Kung Fu Panda? Kung Fu Panda.
Correct.
And who's in that movie? Yeah.
Well, it's a new animated movie with Jack Black and Angelina Jolie and Dustin Hoffman.
Billy, so tell us a little bit, what is that? Not quite like the University of Pennsylvania's campus or an event there at your school. Give us the glitz and the glamour and what you thought of some of these movie stars. Are they as tall as you thought?
Well, last night was pretty, it was pretty amazing. We got to, we were actually able to walk the red carpet with all of the photographers, cameras, you know, going off and all the lights and everything.
It's a real hardship assignment for you, Billy.
Yes, it's a pretty difficult life.
How in the world did you get the tickets?
Well, it takes a little bit of effort. Yesterday afternoon, we got dressed up. You know, the guys got dressed up in tuxedos, and the girls put on dresses. And we stood outside of the theater holding a sign written in French asking for tickets and just smiling and praying.
That's good. That's good. So, Billy, you're a cinema studies minor at the University of Pennsylvania. I have one question for you. Did you have the guts to tell Jack Black what you really thought of Kung Fu Panda?
You know, I didn't get close enough to have that opportunity, but I actually kind of liked the movie. So, you know,
so you didn't have anything bad to say. I think we should add that there's actually 30 of you students. This is a program that the University of Pennsylvania has been doing for 20 years now, where they bring some of you over to experience this. And also that these movie executives, right, these movie moguls, they have incentives to give you tickets, because if they don't use up all of their tickets, they're not getting the same number next year,
exactly.
Right? So it's not out of the goodness of their hearts that they're handing these over to you guys.
Not quite. But so we every day we're out there trying to get in, and then we have access to the other sidebar competitions as well. So it's a pretty amazing experience.
It sounds like you're getting an A, Billy. Yeah.
I hope so.
All right, Billy Goldberg, you enjoy your trip at the Cannes Film Festival. Thank you.
Thank you, I will.
So
Mary
jealous.
Beth, I know.
I
haven't been to what you're sitting here in
I
the studio in New York
school.
With us and not in Cannes. What's wrong with that picture?
When I was at Temple, they never sent me to Cannes. Never,
oh, next year we'll
once.
Send you to Cannes.
Thanks.
Next year we'll
oh,
send
promises,
you to Cannes.
Oh, promises,
promises. We'll do the show from Cannes.
I'm lucky I can get downtown.
Keep sending your responses to our question today. What should the United States do about Myanmar? Contact us at thetakeaway.org or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
A lot of talk about polar bears this week. You can find a blog post from Robert Buchanan of Polar Bear International, what he thinks needs to be done in order to save them.
Mary Beth Williams is writing a blog about the new TV season. More details, more things to enjoy or poke fun at later on today.
Two words, Ian Zierling.
Ian Zierling. Okay, great. Keep your comments coming. We read everything, of course, because we are The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.